What sort of things were grown in a patch? Or maybe, and what
just
sort
a,
of...
Just a patch?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be some little something, but it wouldn't be too much of it.
Yeah.
Most there would be some kind of vegetables growing there, in patches. And we had a garden, a big garden, and we grew that kind of vegetables. And we planted just a few rice potatoes. We didn't plant lots of rice potatoes, but planted lots of sweet potatoes, about 5 acres.
What you call those, yams?
Yams, the kind we had them days. There were 2 white ones, most of them was red ones.
Yams were red ones?
Yeah, red inside, and it was just, kind of yellow on the outside and red inside. Once in a while, it'd be one that was white inside.
What types of fences did you have, Ms. Dixon?
Rail fences.
Rail fences?
Yes, cut them pine trees down, cut them in 10-foot rails, lengths, and split them up, and make rails, pretty good size rails, and be not that big around,
mm-hmm.
and get 10 feet high, and rail fences 10 feet high. And all the fences were rail fences them days.
10 feet high?
Yeah, we have done this.
You had plenty of lumber?
Plenty of timber. Trees, yeah, we had plenty of timber. And they'd just pick them rails and they'd make them like this way. So they'd stand up, they'd build them straight up, they wouldn't sit up.
Uh-huh.
Just make it the length of a rail.
What do you call that?
Well, that's just a fence, rail fence. Everybody knew what a rail fence was.
You say that the fence went away and went zigzag?
Well, that had to be built that way to make it stand, you see.
Uh-huh.
The length of a rail that way, and then the length of a rail this way, and the length of a rail that way, and that way.
That was zigzag?
Yeah. It had to be like that in order to make it stand up, you see. If it built that straight up, you see, and straight, it would have stood, you see.
Uh-huh.
It had to be built like that, and it would stand up good.
Did you have a little something on the top rail you might keep the cattle?
No, we got them, not all the time. We were just made it high enough that the stock wouldn't go in or out of it, but we couldn't jump it. But part of it, we had to call it stakes and riders. We put
how's that?
Well, we put the rails across the top of it where they'd be this way and that way, but we rails across this way to make it stronger somehow or another. That's called the stakes and riders and like that.
Uh-huh.
It was a sander. They had palings around, pickets around their yard and garden.
Paling fence?
Pickets, yeah. Just split pickets. Cut the timber, about 5 foot high, 5 or 6, and we put a plank around the bottom to keep it from pickets and things couldn't go in under the bottom of the pickets, and then we had to shake pickets on top of that plank, and it stand up high enough that chickens wouldn't fly over.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call that a paling fence?
Yeah, pickets, yeah. Paling.
Paling?
Yeah.
What about that kind of fence you always catch your clothes on when you're trying to get over?
That's a wire fence. But we didn't have no wire fences in days.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we did later on, after I married, but we had wire fences. How I was raised is what I'm telling you about, how I was raised.
Uh-huh. When did briar fences, is that what you call them, briar fences?
No, wire.
Wire.
Wire.